check this. WA, KB2A, check this.
For VWA.
Hey, what's going on?
Clemson. Gotta go over here and get my boat registration all fixed up so I can get my boat out. Doesn't that sound like fun?
It does, yeah. We're getting ready. We got the grandkids today. We're getting ready to head up to Paris Mountain, do a little swimming. We love going up there. Hopefully it doesn't rain on us.
Boy, we're needing the rain bad. I was telling somebody yesterday, it's like we got a force field over our house. It seems like every time we get a little rainstorm headed towards us, it's like Moses parting the sea, and it goes to the north and the south, and just goes right around us. We haven't had but just a slight trace in about 5 weeks.
Right about that, and think about that.
Hey, you got rain last night, didn't you? Rain cloud that came up through that way. I bet if you check the ground out there, it's kind of wet.
The ground over here really doesn't stay wet because, you know, the way my property runs it. Excuse me, the way my property runs, it just goes right on down the back, you know. My property doesn't hold water.
Well, I tell you what, right now mine is just like a big dry sponge. And I mean, it is dry.
That flat over there, right?
Yeah, moderately. But when we get a rain up, you know, it holds water pretty good.
Infamous words of my cousin Vinny, it doesn't hold water.
Yeah. Boy, you're going back a ways for that one.
That's a great movie. Between that and Goodfellas, man, he's funnier than heck.
Who is in Goodfellas and who is in My Cousin Vinny? In both movies.
What's that?
Who was in both movies?
Joe Pesci.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay. All right. No, I was trying to think of Ray Liotta or what's his face? Hey, did you hear Ray Liotta passed away?
Yeah, I know. I heard that a couple days ago. Man, that was a shocker. Well, didn't he have cancer or something?
I honestly don't remember, but I liked him.
He played a good part, Henry Hill, in Goodfellas.
Well, he was just a good all-around actor, man. You know, he played some tough guys, and he played some guys that were, you know, just really nice guys.
Be a nice guy, but I play one on TV, right?
Yep. Well, in the meantime, what are you doing now? Taking him over to Paris Mountain this early?
Yeah, in about an hour or so, we're going to head up. It really doesn't start getting busy up there until around noontime. So we get up there around 10 o'clock in the morning, we hang out for an hour or two, and we skedaddle back to the house.
That's the way to do it. That's what I'm hoping is going to happen in Clemson. Or Clinton, whatever it is over there, and I'm hoping I'll get there just about 10 o'clock, which is rough dead mid-morning, and the morning rush will be over, and the lunch crowd won't be in there yet, you know, kind of like the DMV.
Not noisy there, Steve. What do you have to go all the way to Clemson for the boat? I don't get that.
Columbia, Charleston, and North Myrtle Beach.
Do it locally?
Office locally.
And online either?
Yeah, well, I haven't had my boat out in a year, and the registration sticker ran out in August of 21, and I did it online. And apparently, everything's fine because they sent me a renewal letter. And but I never got the sticker. So I'm going over to actually get it in person and have it in hand this time.
Sounds like fun. So what are you in, your little, you're in your little vehicle? Because I just checked you on the input. I didn't hear you on the input.
Way over here, I'm just about to come up on White Horse Road. I'm going to be, yeah, as a matter of fact, I was down in a hole back there near Union Bleachery, the other side of Cherrydale. So that's why you can't get me on the input. Yeah, I'm over here almost to White Horse Road, and I'm going to hit 123 and go to Clemson that way. So anyhow, I'm out and motivated this morning.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, I'll have a nice trip. I don't know how far away Clemson is. What do you have, like another half an hour ride or something?
Here it's probably 40 minutes. 40, maybe 45. I don't know. Something like that. Yeah, about 40, 45 minutes. Because Seneca is an hour, almost exactly an hour from Greenville. So, anyhow, out on the road, and I'm enjoying being out on the road again. So, you have fun with those grandkids. How old are they?
Well, Paisley is 8 and Christian is 4. Christian will be 5 in August and Paisley will be 9 in December.
Wow, that's great ages, man. You cannot get enough time with them. My granddaughter that's coming over this evening, or this afternoon, is going to be 6 in September, and she and I are just buddies. She's my buddy. All right, well, enjoy them. Have a good day. 73s, K and 4, VWA. I'm mobile.
We'll catch you later, K and 4, VWA, KB2H, XS 73. See you later.